saying thanks to flood heroes on CFM with Aquasana.
CFM.
Hello.
Hello, that must be Nicola.
It is, yeah.
Hello, Nicola. It's
hello.
It's Robbie D here from CFM.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Jolly good. Have you the foggiest idea of why I might be calling you?
No.
No, none at all. Right, well, if I mention to you Louise Morrissey and Tony Butterworth...
Yeah.
They have provided me with your telephone number.
Right.
It says here, we would like to nominate Nicola Butterworth for her selfless acts throughout the aftermath of the floods in December 2015. She gave up all of her time to help those in need, working 14-hour days and being on call for every day of the week. She was a vital member of the team and was instrumental in setting up Eden Flood Volunteers whilst going through a gruelling treatment for her incurable cancer.
Yeah.
And she still managed to lift the spirits of those who had been affected and never refused anyone help, no matter how tiring it was to her. She is, and you are, it goes without saying, Nicola, an amazing woman. An amazing woman. I mean, apart from the fact that you did all this, how do you cope every day with incurable cancer and yet you still manage to be such a nice person?
You just get on with it. When I got told 2 years ago that I had 2 months to live, might as well do some good while I'm here.
Yeah. Did you always have this kind of gung-ho spirit? Or did you find it just came along, you know, when you were told you had an incurable cancer?
Oh, no, I've always had this spirit.
Have you? Wow, you're an amazing lady. You really are. Because a lot of people would obviously buckle being told that kind of news, wouldn't they?
Yes, absolutely. But we just laugh at it.
Well, it's a brilliant, brilliant attitude to have. Incredible. And your memories, Nicola, from 12 months ago, from the floods last year, what sticks in your mind the most?
Just going into people's houses to see how we could help, and them just... They just couldn't form words or anything. It was just... They'd lost everything, and it was just heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But I just kept going. I had one dry house to go home to at the end of the night, So which is more than other people had. So,
is there any specific moments and experiences that you can tell us about, things that stick in your mind?
Maybe the lady, I went and decorated her house in Ambleside. She was a disabled lady, and they'd got her moved. She'd lost everything. But because she was disabled, she couldn't decorate. And the house had belonged to an older person for quite a few years.
Mm.
So it was a bit minging. So me and my son went out and decorated her house for her.
So you've been nominated for this by Louise and Tony. And as I've just described, they think you're an incredible person. And so do I, and so does everybody here at CFM. So it's a little thank you, and it is a little thank you in comparison with everything went on. But we're going to send you to Centre Parks, Winfield Forest, just outside of Penrith, and it's a pamper day. It's for you. You get a treatment, you have a day in the sauna, there's all kinds of trips, things going on. You get lunch on us, the whole lot, courtesy of Aquasana and us here at CFM.
Oh, lovely. Thank you very, very much.
You have a lovely time. You can take your husband if you want.
Oh, no.